Matt, you are looking absolutely glowing today. What's your secret?
Well, Anna, I've been using this new hydrating tanning mist called Goldie B with two E's.
I'll have to check it out. I've never heard of it.
Go to their Instagram.
I want the fairy tale. I want the Prince Charming.
She, how do I put this, isn't a fan of my kissing style.
So we were boyfriend and girlfriend for about 12 hours. He's in a trash bin. He's non-recyclable. Catch you never.
I love being in love. I love love.
Don't chase me. I'm full of chocolate.
Where's Your Head At is a podcast that talks all things relationships, breakups, reality TV, trending shows, and everything in between.
This is your new go-to destination for laughs, gossip, intimate details, advice, and much more. Happy Easter, Anna.
Happy Easter. I'm filled to the brim with chocolate. After Easter, I am like strictly sugar banned. Like, I'm no sugar until my wedding at this point.
I was about to say, wedding diet has to kick in soon.
I'm not doing a wedding diet, but I will be doing no chocolate and no lollies because I have literally ate my weight in chocolate this Easter.
Don't chase me. I'm full of chocolate. You know, from The Simpsons.
Is that? I thought that was Augustus Gloop from Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
No, it's the German kid on The Simpsons and they're chasing him. And he's like, don't chase me. I'm full of chocolate.
Do you know what the best? I love Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory during Easter because you're eating Easter eggs and you're watching them and Augustus Gloop is eating like all of the chocolate from the chocolate lake in Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Did you call me weird? My opinion is that movie gives me the creeps.
Really? I love it.
I hated it as a kid.
Why?
They're all sleeping in the same bed. The family gave me the ick.
They're old. They're poor.
I know, but it just gave me the ugh. Look at me just doing every single.
Matt's been really delving into TikTok this week.
No, that's two impersonations of different accents. I'm not doing well.
Okay, what is your turn on of the week?
My turn on of the week, Anna, is Easter with my new family. That's a good way to put it.
I feel like holidays really. You make the most of them when there's kids around.
Yeah, I unfortunately last year didn't get to wake up Christmas because obviously stuff was planned before. So I didn't get to wake up Christmas morning with everyone, but I flew up early. I took the first flight out.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to do that this year as well. Like, you know, wake up with kids because Christmas is about kids.
And so is Easter.
Yeah.
And so is like, I feel like Valentine's Day. Because I lived in America, I don't know if you guys know this, but when I was, I think, 11 years old, I lived in Texas for a year. And
that's
I
cool.
have very vivid memories of Valentine's Day at school. And literally we spent the whole week leading up to Valentine's Day making little arts and crafts boxes so people could deliver letters and we would write everyone a nice Valentine's Day letter saying, be my Valentine.
Letters?
I got a couple. One was from Bradley.
Brad, how American is that name?
So American.
Brad.
So American.
Was he the quarterback?
He was into basketball, Bradley.
Well, Halloween as well. That's a very kids one. So this year we've actually discussed what outfits we're going to wear.
Oh, you've pre-planned in March.
Well, yeah, we've pre-planned it. I'm not going to say. It's obviously a surprise. I'll tell you off air, but it's good.
Off air. Really good. Okay.
It's a really good setup.
Well, that's very cute. My turn on of the week is that last week or a couple of weeks back now, Michael and I went to Sydney. We went there to shop for his suit for the wedding. And we went to all of these different places in Sydney that I had never been to before. So we went to Paddington. We went to Double Bay.
Did you go to the bit that looks like the Cotswold sort of setup? I've been there a couple of times. I went there with Tammy the most recent time. We got this awesome croissant. It's on the other
side. The way you pronounce words, I literally can't. Did you just say croissant?
Croissant. Oh, no, don't tell me I'm doing another accent impersonation this episode. I mean, Jesus, I'm just...
Keep them coming. I'm loving them. I like them.
I've done American, whatever. I've done them all. Croissant, yeah. It was really nice. I should have told you about it. So, on the other side of the harbour, I've been to a pub there with Matt and Tim as well one time. Yeah, it's really nice there.
Anyway, what I was going to say was my turn on is exploring new places with your partner.
That
like
is
literally
cool.
Getting lost, like going on long walks that last 3-4 hours because we kind of got lost in Sydney.
I've done
ended
that
before. Up in this at this little wine bar. The food was amazing. We got a bit day drunk. It was so fun.
You went to that jazz bar, didn't you?
We did go to it. Yes. Right? Yes. Yeah, so we had a really big Goldie B milestone that we hit. And we did say that we would go there once we hit this specific number of sales. And
awesome. It Grats.
Was. Thank you. Thank you. We're so proud. And yeah, it was amazing. Like literally best French restaurant. If it's anyone amazing. Gets a chance to go to Hubert.
Yeah, I'm not Hubert. Sure the name. I remember you walked down the stairs it's and there's Hubert. All bottles or something. And then yeah. there's like jazz playing. It's
you and
amazing.
Tammy went there.
Yeah, we went there. Yeah.
Yeah, they have jazz music all night. It was bliss. Anyway, exploring new cities.
Well, Tammy and I are both doing Japan in July. Well,
you
I'm
guys
taking
are going
a, yeah to Japan, so fun. That will be exploring a new city, Tokyo.
That's so fun.
Yeah, that's
Michael
exciting.
And I are going to Japan this year too. At when? Some point, we haven't booked the tickets.
Go
but
July.
We have. I mean, we'll be on our honeymoon in June, so I'm assuming true. That I won't be able to go to Japan in July because I'll be absolutely skint beyond belief.
Yeah, no shit. Weddings, honeymoons. What's your turn off that?
My turn off is always that my wedding is literally draining me and in a way of like draining my bank account to no return. But my turn off this week is that when I get Uber Eats, I'm very impatient. So for so long, I have been ordering priority. And recently I kind of looked at all of the fees that Uber Eats charge and I was like, fuck, they are charging an arm and a leg. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a blanket rule. If I decide to get Uber Eats, I'm not going to order priority, which is saving me like, I don't know, like $3, $4, whatever it is. I've done it twice. Every time I haven't ordered priority, my food has been cold, like so cold. It's not warm. It takes an hour and a half to get to me. So then I'm starting to realize that if you don't priority Uber Eats, you literally don't get hot food. And I'm like, how can someone run a service like that? Like I have a big bone to pick with Uber Eats.
Well, do you know the Uber driver picks up multiple things and takes them to multiple houses? The other day we had Tammy's mum's birthday and we ordered, you know, this massive family, ordered over $300 worth of Betty's burgers, Amy's husband did, and it came to the house and he walks in with just this one bag from this Chinese restaurant. He says they gave me the wrong order.
And we're like, can you go get the right order?
Yeah, and they didn't have the order. The girl apparently was confused. So, like, they pick up multiple things. So, some girl called Monique P, which orders the worst Chinese order I've ever eaten because I was starving. I ate her order. It was the worst thing I've ever eaten. She got like $300-something worth of burgers. She got probably like 20 burgers.
But would she even want that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm at home by myself and I've got Chinese for one, do I want burgers for 20? Maybe not.
Well, maybe the Uber driver dropped it off on the doorstep.
Monique's like, I've got a party. Yeah, party of mine.
Got 20-something burgers. Yeah, what are you going to do with that?
Anyway, I'm back on DoorDash. I feel like I go in between them all, but DoorDash is like where it's at. They come quicker. The food's not cold when it arrives.
Hashtag ad.
It's actually not.
Kidding.
I mean, we did do some DoorDash work together, but literally.
You were an official DoorDasher. People don't realize.
Yeah, I signed up. I fully signed up. Those orders are coming through quick. Anyway, this is not an ad.
This is not
an ad. I don't know why you would say ad when it's literally not an ad. Anyway, I'm on DoorDash.
My turn off for this week, Anna, is I've not seen the Love is Blind reunion yet. You've seen it?
I am so obsessed with this season of Love is Blind. This is the only season I've actually watched from start to finish and it's so good.
Yeah, this is the only one I've seen from start to finish as well. I've like tuned in late to the last one.
Who's your favorite?
I hate that boring couple. I don't remember their name.
Yeah, the one who was still,
yeah. Yeah, the one that everyone, there was like a TikTok and memes, everyone skipped their wedding. No one was interested in that one.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I think we need to talk for a second about AD and Clay. And now this is a spoiler. So if you have not yet finished, move on for about 5 minutes and
skip
we'll stop
through.
Talking.
Yeah, skip through.
Okay. The wedding with AD and Clay, when he literally goes through the whole process of the wedding. They get to the very end of the wedding. They're about to say, in my mind, kiss the bride. Yeah. And then he goes, I can't do this. I I don't know if this is like how this show works, but I was in shock that he put her through that whole process.
Do you reckon the producers like
got in his ear?
Got in his ear.
But still, like, how can you do that to someone?
How awkward was the mom and the sisters and everything? Oh my God, I felt so awkward. I was like, and then when they were walking down the aisle, his mum's like to her mum, what did she say? I can't remember. She said something like, this is right, this is it, or something. It was so cringe.
The whole thing was just so uncomfortable to watch. I just don't know how a human being puts another human being in that position. I just cannot fathom it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not going to marry them, do what Jimmy did to Chelsea and say, I can't do it, sorry.
Jimmy, that's his name, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about their relationship?
Well, they didn't work out.
Yeah. They were pretty-
I still think that I wish Jimmy and Jess would have ended up together, because I just would have loved to see that play out.
That would have been good.
But I think she is out of his league, so.
Yeah, I do as well. But yeah. Megan Fox, on the other hand.
I feel bad for her. You know what I mean? Like, Chelsea is a beautiful looking girl. Megan Fox is the best looking woman in many people's eyes on the planet. Like, no one can compete with Megan Fox. You know what I mean? Like, poor Chelsea. And to the people who have said to her, you look like Megan Fox, shame on you.
How about the argument when she goes, I watched your show, had sex with you. And then he goes, on that, I didn't even want to have sex.
Who, Jimmy? Yeah, it's savage.
I was like, gee whiz.
It's savage.
You can't be saying that, buddy.
It's savage. If you haven't watched Love is Blind, guys, get on it. It's really, really good TV watching.
It's very good.
Speaking of TV watching, how are you finding maths?
Okay, so I'm behind on maths as well.
Oh.
I watch this stuff with Tammy. So
you guys have to like tee it up together.
We sometimes watch maths on FaceTime.
Okay. How about you catch up and next week we'll do a full recap, because it's really coming to the pointy end of the experiment. I'm pretty sure it's about to wrap up. So let's do a recap next week. Get up to date.
I'll get up to date. I love Lucinda.
I love Lucinda.
I met her.
Yeah. Okay. So Matt actually met Lucinda and Tim at Melbourne Fashion Week.
I've got a video. Should I post it in the Facebook page?
Post it in the Facebook
She's
page.
She's so funny.
She is unreal.
Yeah. How weird is this? I didn't notice them. I noticed the dad first. I was walking through.
Oh, Lucinda's dad.
But I hadn't seen that episode yet. That was the next episode. And so I saw the end of that episode. How weird is that? That I recognized. I'm like, isn't that dude from the thing from last night on
that's
that?
So funny.
Yeah.
What was Lucinda and Tim saying? Are they together? Did you get any info?
I honestly didn't ask him. I'm not a fangirl. I just said, I want to send a photo to my fiance. Like, we're watching you guys at the moment. And then
that's what a fangirl is called, Matt. Hate to break it to you.
But then she was like, let's send her a video and I'll post the video. It's fucking hilarious.
That's amazing. Yeah. We need to get them on the pod.
I wouldn't mind that, actually.
Get her details, or Lucinda, if you're listening. We'd love to have you on the pod.
Love to.
Okay, Matt. So I was reading the most wild article the other day. It goes, a 99-year-old man divorces his 96-year-old wife.
Oh, I saw this.
After 77 years of marriage, because he discovered an affair she had in the 1940s. Okay, so just take a moment, Matt.
Yeah.
The fact that he divorced his wife that he loved for 77 years over something she did 6 decades earlier. Now tell me, would you have done the same thing?
Sure, yeah.
At 99, you're divorcing someone. Like, do you have the energy to sign divorce papers at that point?
Wouldn't let him get away with that. That's not on. What, is it a full affair or is it
like she had a full, like, had sex
how's
with.
How's she sleeping at night for 77 years?
Pretty well, obviously. She's made it to 96.
Are you getting divorced?
I mean, I would be pissed, but if I'm at 96, no, if I'm at 99, nah.
That would be enough to topple it, wouldn't it? You'd kick the bucket over at that point.
Like, surely you die from heartbreak.
Yeah, heartbreak. Surely that would.
But maybe you've got a bit of dementia by then and you don't really remember.
You forget it the next day.
This guy hasn't. He's fucking, he's sharp as a tool. He's not forgetting anything. He's like, absolutely not.
Anna, I stumbled onto an article which I felt was very, very close to home.
Okay, it says interested.
It says scientists say that couples fart together are happier and healthier and stay together longer.
Of course, this is the article that you bring to the pod. Of course it is. Like, am I surprised?
Would
no.
Would you agree with that statement?
No. I don't like farting. It's literally one of my icks. Like, I find it gross.
Does Michael fart in front of you?
Sometimes. I'm not, like, thrilled about it. I'm like,
I...
Like, if you're in the toilet with the door shut and I can hear a fart, I literally could not... Like, I couldn't care less. You know what I mean? Like,
I reckon that's more awkward.
No, it's not. Than farting. It's not because you're on the toilet. So I'm like, whatever. Like, it's not offensive. It's not rude. Whereas, like, if you're on the couch together, you're watching a nice Netflix show, you have a nice glass of wine to your right, a nice dinner to your left, and then someone's, like, legs spread, letting one rip. Absolutely not. Like, I find it rude.
I'm not ashamed to say that I'll let it rip. Tammy's made
it. You let it rip.
Tammy said that she doesn't like it.
It's disrespectful.
I wake up so windy.
Well, then go to the toilet.
But it's not like that sort of toilet. Like, it's just wind.
Yeah, just sit on the toilet and let it rip.
Have you farted in front of a guy before?
Like, accidentally, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I remember one of my exes, like, farted and woke herself up. And I was watching the movie, and I was like, did you fart? And she's like, no. And I'm like...
The best thing is, in a new relationship, this is actually like, Michael's going to kill me for saying this. Clearly at the start of our relationship, he was like holding them.
Oh, and yeah.
As soon as he would go to sleep, he would literally just let them rip in his sleep. And I was like, this guy is doing some serious holding.
I remember doing some serious holding as well. And like, he'd leave and then you like go like just somewhere and just like, have you seen Ted?
No.
When the bad guy, the antagonist on Ted, has to do it, the boss. Oh, it's funny as. I watched an episode of How I Met Your Mother last night. I've started that from the start. Look, it's not the best show, but it just, you know, like it turns off your mind. They were talking about peeing in front of each other for the first time.
Marshall, that's fine.
You pee in front of Michael?
100%.
Tammy gets awkward when she wants to do that.
I don't care about weeing.
Neither I do.
I wouldn't do like a number two in front of someone. Like, oh, I think, no, like that's a bit strange.
My number twos are very private.
Me too. Like, I just want to have like me time. I have answered
phone calls.
Yeah, I know. You're a bit. Do you take my phone calls whilst you're doing number two? You're sicko.
I mute
with
it.
With a capital S-I-C-K-O. Yeah.
I have done that before. The advice from eHarmony after a recent study found that couples who fart together stay together. According to this recent survey online dating site, couples wait on average 6 months before farting in front of their partners.
Interesting.
It's a long time. I think I said it from the precinct from the start. They're like, I fart.
There's actually a really funny clip that I just remembered. Mm-hmm. And it's from when we were both on Love Island. And it's actually me going on about how much I hate farting. It's actually a hilarious clip. I'm going to post it in the Facebook group.
Yeah.
But it's like literally me going off.
But Josh and Luke used to fart all the time.
At both of them farting.
We all used to fart in there, remember?
It was disgusting.
All the boys would fart constantly.
Being on Love Island with all of the... It was like a very boys club type of environment. And for me, that's just absolutely like it's a no-no. I literally was...
It was a jungle.
And you can see it in this clip. Like, I'm going off because of all of the farting. I'm like, this is disgusting.
At night, we would fart nonstop.
But you guys were living with ladies and you're literally farting like you're in a zoo. Like, it was honestly disgusting. I was like, I did not realize that men acted like this. And then you're all like whinging and crying that like no girls like you. It's like, hello.
What was the toilet set up like there? Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Anyway, just reminiscing. I'll post that on our Facebook group.
Yeah, I'd like that because I remember like Luke and Josh would fart heaps.
It's disgusting. Okay, Matt, red flag, green flag. Doesn't like to share meals at a restaurant. That's a big red flag for me.
That's a red flag as well.
I love sharing meals.
So do I.
I think that's one of my love languages, actually.
Is it like you've ordered it and it's sitting in front of you and then like you've ordered different things and you want to try it? I think that's okay.
Yeah, or like you go half and half or you just get like small sharing plates and you can share everything.
Yeah, I think that's a red flag if they don't want to share.
I think that's a red flag. Especially like I love the fact that me and Michael have similar... taste buds or not taste buds but like we have similar likes when it comes to food.
How annoying is it when you date a vegetarian and you have to do the sharing?
Don't offend all of our vegetarian listeners.
I know,
out there.
But it's kind of like, you know, you go to India and you're like, oh, can I get the, you know, butter chicken? And then like you've got to get two things because, you know, like she can't.
You got to get double.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, I think being a vegetarian's okay, but you just need to like the same foods as your partner. Or at least for me, because food, I'm such a foodie. Like, I love my food.
I don't know if Tammy's noticed this yet, but, like, if we go out and we've got separate meals and I finish mine first and I'm still hungry, she could be talking to me about anything and I'm just eyeballing the rest of her food.
That's what Michael does to me.
I'm just eyeballing that food. I'm just like...
I actually think I have this theory that Michael rushes his food, and I'm such a slow eater. Michael rushes through his food and then he stares at my food and I'm like, so you want some? He's like, oh, okay, thanks.
Has he ever asked you if you're going to finish that?
Yeah. You do that to people all the time. It's so tough to see. I remember we had Aaron Waters on the podcast, guys, and he was literally, I don't even know if we've told this story. And Aaron got this big sandwich. It was like one half and one half. He ate the first half.
He was nursing that second half of that sandwich.
He wasn't nursing it. We were talking to him the whole time. And then Matt goes, are you going to finish that? And I'm like, that is so rude. You've met this guy for all of like literally 30 minutes. Not 30 minutes. We'd just done a podcast with him. So we kind of connected with him. But literally like 2 hours later and you're like, do you want that? I'm like, probably since he bought it.
I actually bought it. Technically, I bought it. But that's not either here nor there. But he was not eating that sandwich and I was just staring at it.
Because you were talking to me.
I was like, I need that sandwich.
Note to self, guys. If someone has not finished their food, do not say, are you going to eat that? Especially if you've met them for like half a day.
I did that on a first date one time. Didn't get a message back.
Fair enough. I wouldn't message you back either after that. Okay, guys, that's all we have time for. As always, check out our socials. We are on TikTok. We are on Instagram. Hit us up at Where's Your Head At Pod.
Also, hit us up on our Facebook page. Keep the conversation going there. We love chatting to you guys more personally on there.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye. Happy Easter.